Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. For the Leo rising, Sun is in the first house. So by default, these people are very egotistical, because Sun materializes without any calibration of the softer, higher self. It becomes highly egotistical. So their ego is attached to everywhere they bring to their professional field. Also, Virgo rules the 2nd house, the house of details, the house of criticism. So these people, in their value system, they are highly critical of the wealth of their family, of their work environment, whatever they bring. They are critical of their wealth. Mercury in Virgo becomes very critical, very sharp, very detailed and analytical. They want to analyze their balance sheets a lot, because it is in the house of money. Also, the speech may become very critical and sharp, because Virgo is a critical sign. Criticism, not necessarily critical thinking, that's a different ball game altogether. In the 6th house, they have Capricorn, so daily routines must calibrate with time. Everything in the 6th house for a Leo rising improves with time, with patience, with some structure and with some discipline involved. Doesn't matter what planets are sitting here or how the combinations go wherever Saturn is placed, they must bring that element of discipline. Capricorn is a slow and steady growth. In the 10th house now we have Taurus. So they are governed in 2, 6 and 10 by all the earth signs, being a fire sign. Taurus in 10th house says for Leo rising, their presence in the outer world, they is affecting their ego first of all, because its ascendant is Leo. Sun is ruling the first house. So their ego is definitely tied to how much wealth they have accumulated, because Taurus is the house, like we saw, of accumulation of wealth, resources, money, land, real estate, food and resources. Food is very critical for Leo ascendant. He is a little secret for the Leo ascendant people. You want to make good on all the resources that you love to gather and show off? Try to be less critical. Take care of the 2nd house. Don't criticize your wealth or what you have in your bank balance right now. Okay? Because the 9th place from the 2nd house is the 10th house. So it's a graduation where you get your higher wisdom from. Anyway, back to Taurus in the 10th house. So they want to do something in relation to accumulation of resources. Let's see this a little more in detail. So let us look at Leo disposition of the rising sign and the influence of the career lords. Okay. Radiant Leo, proud and leadership oriented. Oriented doesn't mean they will become leaders. Please don't misunderstand this. These natives bring confidence, creativity, and natural sense of authority. Leo walks into the room as an ascendant. People know they are present. When Sun is present in the room, everybody knows it. They are ambitious, recognition seeking, and thrive in roles where they can shine or be in positions of influence. But take what I just said in the previous slide as a consideration. At times, ego or pride may drive decisions, but their innate charisma and willpower help them to stand out. Where do they fall out? Second house. Very critical of their family, very critical of their own wealth. That's where the falling happens. Influence of the career house, lords. Second house, Mercury in Virgo, governs wealth, speech, resources. Again, speech becomes critical, resources, everything is subject to criticism there. Since it is Virgo, brings intellect, adaptability, and analytical skills. Yes, Virgo goes into a lot of details. They are detail-oriented people, into how they manage finances and build career assets. This is important since Taurus is in the 10th house. They are interested in their recognition for how many assets they have. What kind of real estate properties, bank balance, etc. They're always talking about that. That's their sense of fame. Fame is a sense, really. Mentally, Mercury sharpens logic, communication, technical skill in professional pursuits. Emotionally, they value practical results and feel secure when income is stable and tied to knowledge or skill. Well, more of intellect, I would say. Not so much knowledge. There is no Jupiter there. It is steady growth. Virgo is also steady growth through daily routines. Sixth house has Saturn in Capricorn. This governs their daily work, service routines, etc. So they will bring a lot of discipline, responsibility, and perseverance in handling their daily work pressures as well as competition. They understand their competition. Capricorn is very understanding, deeply understanding of humanity. Mentally, Saturn brings focus, methodical execution, and a capacity to endure struggles. Emotionally, it may make them cautious or reserved in work environments, but determined to achieve mastery over obstacles. Now, you have to evaluate this in context to wherever Saturn is actually placed in a Leo ascendant chart. 10th house. Lord is Venus, now in Taurus, governs career, recognition, public life. So what do they associate this with? Wealth accumulation, since it's Taurus. Brings grace, diplomacy, aesthetics, and creativity into their career expression. Why is it saying this? Because it's Venus. Leo ascendant is not necessarily diplomatic unless there is Moon sitting in Taurus. Then there is some degree of emotional association. Mentally, Venus inclines them towards balance, refinement, and people-oriented career paths. They might even consider people as their resources. Okay, depends upon where Venus is placed, where Mercury is placed. Emotionally, they seek recognition through harmony, relationships, and creating value that appeals to others. Now let's wrap up Mr. Leo Rising or Miss Leo Rising with the final slide. So what does the collective play of lords tell us for the Leo rising? Mercury, Saturn, and Venus combine intellect as a daily discipline, discipline in Capricorn and Saturn, and refinement of Venus in Taurus in the 10th house. This makes Leo rising natives have an attitude of being very ambitious, expressive, prestige-driven, yet critical of it. Remember, Mercury and Virgo in the second house, yet also capable of practical analysis and disciplined effort. Mercury in second, Saturn in sixth. Therefore, they are characteristically charismatic leaders who combine creativity, Venus in Taurus. Depends again on Nakshatra now. If you want to go to Mrikshira, it will be more creative than, let's say, Rohini. Intelligence with Mercury and determination with Saturn. mental style is a mix of logic and diplomacy. They can plan strategically while also presenting ideas with charm. They're charming people. Sun is in the first house. Not in, but the lord of. Emotional tone. They want recognition, but also stability and appreciation. Success feels incomplete if not both respected and admired. Look how people do things for their ascendant. Okay? You might say career, blah, blah, blah. But essentially, it comes down to your feeding your rising sign, a sense of self. Career outlook for Leo rising individuals would be like excel in creativity, meeting structure and intellect. They can get creative, especially if Moon and Venus are placed in the 10th. They can be highly creative. Okay. Suitable fields include arts, luxury industries, maybe in jewelry industry, Taurus, maybe in food industry if Moon is placed somewhat appropriately, finance, design. Finance, I would say more in terms of banking, which requires grunt work. If Mercury and Venus are in the second house for a Leo, that would make them in the finance industry, isn't it? Because they are all about finance there. Detailed work of finance, the accountants and so on. Design, diplomacy, consulting, teaching, management or law. Not so much consulting and teaching. I won't put it there because there's no Jupiter here as the lord of the 2nd, 6th or 10th. But depends. It depends. If it is in Jupiter is in 9th house, conjunct Saturn, then yes, you can say this. Consulting, teaching and so on. Management and law. But they have to initiate something since the 9th house is Aries for the Leo rising. So for Leo rising, essentially, they tend to grow steadily through life. Venus ruling the 10th, they often rise in professions tied to beauty, aesthetics, harmony, anything to do with resources, anything to do with even refinement of food. Venus is refinement. They might even put cafes, restaurants, fine dine. All the fine dine restaurant owners might be having Venus in the 10th house conjunct Sun, for example, in Leo rising. So relationship management, well, depends where Saturn is placed. If Saturn combines with Venus, then you can say yes. Well, they are doing something to do with relationship management. And Saturn's influence ensures their careers also demand hard work. 6th house, remember Capricorn, and responsibility. They tend to grow steadily in status using Mercury's intellect to navigate details. Whatever their value system is, they have to navigate them with detailed examination, sort of a micro examination. Saturn's discipline to endure challenges and Venus charm to secure admiration and recognition, because essentially, like I said, you're feeding the ascendant. You're not doing anything else in your career. There is some karma associated with recognition for everyone. 10th house, everybody has. So are houses 2nd and 6th. Next, I shall see you in Virgo rising and what that brings us. Meanwhile, take care, be safe. Leave your comments, share this video, and like and subscribe.